Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What criminal charges should face someone for providing the illegal drugs that cause a fatal overdose? That was essentially the question before the state Supreme Court yesterday. WBUR's Deborah Becker attended the court hearing and has this report.
Jesse Carrillo's lawyer doesn't argue that Carrillo traveled from Massachusetts to New York in 2013 to buy heroin from a dealer that he knew. He doesn't argue that Carrillo was getting the heroin for himself and to share with fellow UMass Amherst student Eric Sinicori. What attorney J.W. Carney does take issue with is Carrillo being convicted on charges of drug distribution and involuntary manslaughter for Sinicori's fatal overdose.
Jesse Carrillo was not a drug dealer. He didn't profit from getting Eric the heroin. He didn't benefit in any way. He just pooled the money, went to the drug dealer, purchased it, and then gave Eric exactly what he had paid for.
In Massachusetts, there is not a mandatory sentence for providing the drugs in a fatal overdose. Governor Baker has called for tougher penalties in such circumstances. In an amicus brief filed in this case, State Attorney General Maura Healey says because substantial harm can be expected from heroin and because of the opioid epidemic, the person providing the drugs is responsible. But J.W. Carney says case law suggests that's not enough.
I know that I've raised the hackles of the Attorney General, who filed an amicus brief saying five or six different ways, heroin is wicked bad. It's wicked bad. It's wicked bad. We know that. But what we have to determine is a person acting as a possessor of heroin when he buys heroin in a joint venture with another person?
Testifying for the prosecution was Northwestern Assistant District Attorney Cynthia Von Flattern. The justices asked whether involuntary manslaughter charges should always be the penalty for a person who supplies the drug in an overdose. Von Flattern said the cases are often complex, and Justice Scott Kafker pressed further on whether Carrillo specifically knew that he was doing something reckless.
He's bought this heroin multiple times, used it himself. He's not died on any of these occasions. Isn't that about as safe a drug delivery as we're going to hear about when we're dealing with heroin?
No, Your Honor, because he was delivering to an individual who showed severe addiction.
Chief Justice Ralph Gantz then said if Carrillo should have realized that Sinicori would likely harm himself, then this case could affect how courts decide to involuntarily commit people to addiction treatment under the law known as Section 35.
I'm just wondering about whether or not the DA's offices and the Attorney General is prepared to accept the logical consequence of your position, which as far as I can tell is that every person with a substance use disorder may be civilly committed.
Von Flattern said, no, I don't think that. But when delivery of heroin results in death, she said, then it is reckless. Chief Justice Gantz said a ruling on whether Carrillo's actions meet the legal definition of wanton and reckless could have broad ramifications.
Wanton and reckless means that there is a high degree of likelihood that substantial harm will result, and that's basically the same standard as for a civil commitment.
Further complicating the case is that Sinicori reportedly worked as an informant for UMass police in exchange for allowing him to stay in school and for not telling his parents that he was caught selling drugs. Sinicori's family declined to comment on yesterday's hearing. Carrillo now works at an addiction recovery center in New Hampshire. The SJC is expected to issue a ruling within 130 days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.